You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Leo Messi, the best player in the world, could come to the MLS. Is this a reality, a possibility after PSG? We'll see, because David Beckham mentioned that he could come to Miami. Inter Miami is really interested to have Leo Messi. And would that be good for the MLS?
Also, Miles Robinson got injured for Atlanta United. We talk about how big this injury is for the U.S. men's national team, but also for the MLS in general.
You are listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast from Footbox.
Leo Messi, for some, the best player in history of football, soccer. Does he have a chance to come to the MLS? Well, we'll talk about this today and among other topics. I'm with Patrick Meehan. My name is Diego Arrioja. Welcome to Footbox USA. So let's get right to it. Leo Messi, Patrick, do you think that he has a chance to come to the MLS when his contract ends with PSG? In the summer?
I think he will. I think he likes the idea of playing in the MLS. He said it before, and I think it's a big possibility, definitely. So I'm excited for that. But there's some people that are currently in the MLS that are not excited for that.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because specifically Charlotte's FC coach Miguel Ramirez, who said that. We don't need Leo Messi for the MLS community. Right now, as we know, the MLS is thriving. We have obviously really good players and stars currently in the league. Leo Messi would be definitely a step up, right? It would be like that David Beckham back in the day when he came to the MLS to play with LA Galaxy. But Miguel Ramirez is really saying that we don't need those type of stars to keep the league growing, and also we've seen also how the league is evolving constantly, right? So I think he has a point, right? Like, not to bring Messi or Cristiano is going to improve the league necessarily. Like, they really need to work on the young players and also homegrown players that are really stepping up and bringing more quality to the game, right? So I think that's more on his side. Do you think that he has a point in that sense, Pix?
I mean, yes, definitely the sport is growing now without the necessity of having these huge stars from around the world that are already on the verge of retiring. But I do think Messi at the end of the day is Messi, you know, and I kind of understand where he's going, but I would say you maybe don't need somebody like Gonzalo Higuaín when he came to Inter Miami, or Matuidi, or you know, those recent examples of players that are ending their careers coming to the MLS, but they're not at the level of Messi. Messi at the end of the day is worldwide. He will absolutely get, I don't know, MLS segments on the big sports shows on TV. Ratings will go up, more people will be watching, more shirt sales, more of that always brings a growth to a league. So Messi at the end of the day is Messi, and if he comes to the MLS, if he ends up doing that, I think it's absolutely perfect for the league. At the end of the day, you're able to brag about the fact that Messi played in the league, which is something that, you know, very few leagues can do that. So I do not agree with Miguel Ángel Ramírez. I understand where he's going, and the MLS is going in the right direction. But if you are able to bring a player like Messi, you definitely take him. I mean, it's obviously a win-win situation.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I think it's a step up, right? Bringing Leo Messi for the league in all senses. As you mentioned, not only selling T-shirts and giving more visibility to soccer here in the U.S. and worldwide. I do think Messi he's obviously even bigger than David Beckham back in the day, right? So that would give a different level to the league. And I think also the MLS has done a really good job of bringing good quality players, star players from Europe, but also I think that they're having right now the balance. It used to be only bringing stars that are going to retire in the MLS, but I think now that's changing, right? So Leo Messi without up. But the question is Inter Miami really like the right choice for Messi to shine in the MLS?
I don't think so. I do not agree with that. I think Inter Miami, if they're going to end up bringing Messi, definitely needs a revamp. They do not have the... I think they don't have the depth in the squad to you know, take Leo Messi, you know, to a good level in the MLS right now. But I do think they're eventually gonna get it right, because at the end of the day, it's Miami and people are gonna want to be there. So I do have a little bit of belief in them in that sense. But if it's right now, Messi should definitely go to another team that's not Inter Miami.
Yeah, I think Beckham is really trying to bring stars, right? And you brought up Gonzalo Higuain, or Matuidi, right? Like two big stars that haven't really, you know, pay their dividends for Inter Miami, right? But I think Messi not only is in a different level, I think also for all the Latino fans would make sense. Obviously, if you talk about big clubs, then you would really, you know, look towards LA Galaxy, right? Or even LAFC. But I think right now that's the door he has open, right, from Beckham. And even Beckham mentioned in the past that he would like to see Cristiano and Messi playing together, right? So imagine that could be also would be a dream come true for a lot of soccer fans, right? If that's possible, you know, we'll have to see. But then the money is there. The money's in the table. And I think there's going to be an approach from MLS. Just to give also some context, right? So Leo Messi's contract with PSG ends in next month, basically 30th of June. Oh, no, sorry, 30th of June, 2023. My apologies. So next year. But after that, I think Messi will make that big jump to the US, right? Do you think that's gonna happen regardless, Pix, or might get another big offer from Qatar, or, you know, other countries that have a lot of oil money? That could be a possibility.
I think Messi wouldn't go to Qatar. I think if anything, if he moves from PSG soon, it'll be back to Barcelona. I don't think he'll end up playing in another team. Maybe Manchester City. But if he's going to a lower tier league, I think it will be MLS, and that's about it. You know, I don't see him going another route. I know he definitely doesn't need the extra paycheck from, I don't know, the Qatari league or somebody like that. So yeah, he'll look for more outside of football opportunities, and the US is a perfect market for that.
Yeah, well, let's hope we can get Messi soon. I would love to see him playing this league. And I also agree with you, Pix. I think it's a plus, not a minus, as Charlotte FC coach Miguel Ramirez mentioned. So everywhere we love to see Leo Messi playing in the MLS. So let's see what happens. But let's move to other news. And I think this is important for the US men's national team, because center back Miles Robinson had a really big injury this past weekend and ruptured his Achilles tendon. So this is a blow for the US men's national team, because he's been crucial for the team, but also for Atlanta United, obviously. But what do you think was going to happen, Pix? And this type of injury, it might take a while to recover, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I was reading some of the recent cases. I mean, it's very, very hard that he makes it to the World Cup. There's the final rosters have to be sent in November 14. So it's less than 6 months to go. It's very hard for him to not only come back, but come back in a good way and be you know, a good player. But there's definitely cases. I was reading about the Cam Akers case from the Los Angeles Rams in the NFL, and he came back there after 5.5 months. So, I mean, there are cases, but the possibilities are very slim. I think the U.S. men's national team, especially because they have to play games to prepare, they're going to have to prepare without him. So I don't think he'll end up making it to the World Cup, which will be definitely a huge blow, since he was super important in the qualifiers.
Yeah, definitely. That's an important blow for the U.S. men's national team. He's been crucial, as you say, Patrick. So yeah, let's see what happens. He's going to have surgery and hopefully gets the recovery. It goes fast, right? But Gonzalo Pineda, head coach from Atlanta United, he's definitely really, really concerned, right? He says, like, I hope it's not, you know, the worst. Hope he recovers. But yeah, it seems to be like a really bad injury. So what's gonna happen then with Greg Berhalter? Like, he'll need to look at other potential substitutes, right, from Miles Robinson, because even if he recovers, as you point out, Patrick, he won't have that pace, right, of the game, and it's gonna take him just time to really get back to his 100% potential.
Yeah, and Walker Zimmerman and Miles Robinson was a perfect pairing. They were super good and not allowing goals. And now there's possible replacements. There are some good ones. There are some that maybe people don't agree with, but Chris Richards from in the Bundesliga. He's 22 years old. He's young, but you know, Greg Berhalter does not care about age. John Brooks, who's played in the World Cup before, Aaron Long. I mean, there's some possibilities there. Obviously, won't be the same as Miles Robinson. It's a big blow. But I think the other thing we have to talk about is how much of the U.S. men's national team players are getting injured in general. Like, Giovanni Reyna has been injured recently. Brandon Aaronson has been injured recently. And I think it's a little bit of a scare that people were thinking, wow, we're going to absolutely be without somebody important in the World Cup. And I think this is the first domino that's fallen, and wouldn't surprise me if there was more.
Yeah, that's actually concerning for the U.S. men's national team and those constant injuries, right? Obviously, Greg Berhalter has been able to find replacements with youngsters that step up and play, but yeah, there some critical players will be left out definitely for the Qatar's 2022 World Cup. But also for Atlanta, right? They have weathered a constant storm of injuries this year. They have your goalkeeper Brad Guzan, also with Achilles tendon injury. Midfielder Ossie Alonso from Cuba, also with an ACL injury, out for the rest of the year. And right now, Joseph Martinez with a knee injury. So Atlanta and Gonzalo Pineda's, they have a big problem with injuries this season so far.
Yeah, and a lot of people were saying that the turf in their stadium is part of the problem, because I'm not much of an expert, but I think the Miles Robinson injury was without any like contact from another player. He was just the way he stepped on that turf. And a lot of people were, you know, claiming it was because of the turf, because that has proven a few injuries for Atlanta United. So definitely something problematic. It also is not helpful to Gonzalo Pineda's case, who's been under fire for a little bit. And, you know, so but you also got to look at how many injuries he's had. So it's a complicated moment for Atlanta United. Definitely a big blow for him, for the MLS, for Atlanta, and for the U.S. men's national team.
Yes, and Atlanta right now sits in seventh place in the Eastern Conference with 14 points. But let's finish this podcast, Patrick, with the game that we saw from the two top teams currently from the Eastern and Western Conference, Philly against LAFC, a 2-2 tie. LAFC currently with 23 points. They're now on top of the standings, and right now with the supporters' shield right in hand. But what do you think about that game with LAFC and Philly? Obviously, LAFC created a lot of chances, but then Philly keeps proving that they're really efficient, right? And they scored the goals they needed to do, and they defended well. And, you know, we had a tie from the two best teams in the league so far.
Yeah, I think it definitely was the game we're all looking forward to in the last few weeks, just because they were the two best teams in the MLS from Western and Eastern Conference. And it proved us right. I mean, 2-2, good energy, good moments in the match, some big goals. And also, you know, at the end of the day, I think both teams are very, very thankful that, you know, they I mean, not thankful, but they're okay with the fact they tied, you know, just because they know how important and big both both teams are, and it was a point for both in a race for the Supporters Shield.
Do you think LAFC is still the team to beat this season, Patrick? Or do you see any other teams that might step up to be that favorite to win it all?
I don't know. I do agree that LAFC is very good right now and everything. Also, we got to talk about the coach. He's been really good. He's won the coach of the week for the MLS. Definitely has surprised everybody, Chirondolo. But I don't know if they're going to be able to maintain that throughout the season and then the playoffs. I mean, it's time for them to prove to do that, you know, because they've definitely been close to taking that next step. But I don't think they're ready yet for that next step. Maybe in the summer they can sign somebody else that helps Carlos Vela, you know, create all those chances and finish them off. But as of now, they are, but I don't think they'll be throughout the season.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, it depends how you get to the playoffs. At the end of the day, it's a different tournament once the playoffs start. But just also to go over the Western Conference table, right? LAFC on top with 23 points, followed by Austin FC with 20, LA Galaxy with 19 points, and FC Dallas with 19 that beat Seattle Sounders actually this past weekend. But it's interesting to see that we have some of the best teams in the bottom of the table, right? We have Portland, who were finalists last year for the MLS Cup. Kansas City, also really solid team last year. And Seattle, right? They're in 10th, 12th, and 13th place. That's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, definitely. And also, when you look at the Eastern side of things, you have Chicago, Toronto, New England, DC United, Columbus, who've been like good recently. So I think they're going to end up picking it up. So that'll definitely make it for a very interesting close of the season.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens this next week in the MLS. But interesting things, good matches we had this past weekend. This is it for our podcast today. Patrick, a pleasure always, and thanks a lot. And we'll see hear you in the next time.
Thanks for listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast from Footbox.